Pretty stirring scene between the Mets and the Phillies last night. Ninth inning, Daniel Murphy at bat, and this is what happened in the stands.
Got a chant of USA as the news goes through the crowd.
Again, ABC News is reporting that Osama bin Laden has been killed. And as Bobby said, it's obviously making its way around the stadium here.
Literally breaking news last night before midnight when Barack Obama addressed the country and said that they had killed about a 24 U.S. Navy SEALs, killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, northern Pakistan. So now we're hearing about what's going on at the White House. People flocked to the White House. They flocked to Ground Zero last night. Peter Haskell from WCBS joins us from Ground Zero, where he was at overnight. Peter, thanks a lot for being with us. We appreciate it. Well, tell us the scene. Obviously, that's the site of the worst tragedy ever on American soil. What was it like last night into this morning?
It was really very raucous. You heard the chanting in Philadelphia at the ball game, and it was not quite as large, but just as much energy and electricity as several hundred people just came spilling into the streets from Manhattan, from the outer boroughs, just wanting to be at Ground Zero, wanting to celebrate. There were those chants of USA. There were people singing God Bless America and the national anthem and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was almost as if it were a party atmosphere celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden.
Peter, you covered what happened in 9/11 almost 10 years ago in New York. So tell us what this means to a New Yorker and people up there.
You know, it's interesting. Everybody's got their own story. Everybody remembers where they were when it happened, how they found out about it, and how it impacted them. And for a lot of the people that I spoke to, it was really just a matter of they learned the news. They didn't want to stay home. They didn't want to be by themselves in their living room watching on TV. They wanted to share a communal experience, to be part of something bigger, so they spilled out into the streets. We also spoke to some people who had very personal connections. There was a man there whose father was a veteran New York City fire lieutenant who was killed. That prompted him to enroll at West Point. He's now a captain in the U.S. Army. He's just back from Afghanistan. He's on leave. He was at his mother's house. He heard the news. He came over to Ground Zero. There's another young woman. She had been in her first year of high school. She was a freshman just a few blocks from Ground Zero, 13 years old, and was really traumatized might be too strong a word, but it was very, very difficult for her. She came down, and as I was talking to her about it, she just started crying, remembering back that feeling of insecurity and uncertainty about what came next. So everybody's got their own stories, some clearly more personal than others, but everybody has a strong connection to what happened here that day.
So, Peter, what are the plans for the future there today? What else do you think will happen? And two, as journalists, sometimes we're very cynical about what we cover because we do it so often. How do you separate your own personal feelings from what you're covering today?
To your first question first, I don't really know if there's anything in particular planned there at this point. There have been people coming by through the day. There was that eruption early on in the morning that lasted for a few hours, and things have quieted. And now, as people start their day and a lot of people go to work in that area, there are people that are leaving flowers there, there are candles there, and people will leave mementos. And what exactly, you know, I would suspect that happens for a good portion of the day. To your second question, it's like anything else. People have jobs to do, and they do them, and it's the people that we cover. You know, you speak to a 23-year-old woman who is crying about thinking about that day, and that's what it's about. And this now 28-year-old man who lost his father and has served in Iraq, he served in Afghanistan, he's serving his country in a way to pay tribute to his father, and that's what's really important here.
Peter, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
You're quite welcome.